this is your only stop on the schedule we got that wasn't about infrastructure. Can you tie the two together?
Yeah, I think anytime you start to put agriculture, where the agriculture event and infrastructure both have an important part to play, just simply on the transportation side of it. When you think of all the products in this state, and it's the number one industry, whether it be pork, whether it be beef, whether it be row croppers, of all the transportation that's involved in that, it's a huge deal. And you know, I might even admit over the years, you know, and I've even handled part of that legislation where we've actually changed the weight limits on a lot of the ag products, you know, just to be able to get more product up and down the road. So, yeah, they're pretty tight together. So, but you know, really this month's about really just kind of recognize our pork producers in this state and how much of an impact they have on this. And when you see they have $1 billion impact on it and 25,000 jobs, it's a big deal.
You've been running around, or you will be running around the state this week, a number of stops to talk about Proposition D and its importance. Why should we support that issue when previous issues have not been supported?
Right. You know, I think the way this is, I think the one, this is the way the Constitution set up to handle it. And I think people should have the knowledge of it and go out there and really, for me, to go out there and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. This is how it's going to affect us. I think it's important for me to say that. How they vote will be up to the individual voters. But when you look at Missouri, and we haven't done anything for a transportation system for over two decades, for over 20 years, and we've added 6,000 miles of new highway systems since that time. And we just you just can't keep kicking that can down the road and expect it to get better. So, but it's important for me to go out and make sure the people in Missouri know what we're facing, know what those issues are, and then let them decide at the ballot box what they want. But I think it's important for the state of Missouri. And when you look at infrastructure and you look at workforce development, the two things that, you know, this administration is going to put at the forefront, those two are critical to the state to move forward. And I think we can do a better job by getting that infrastructure piece done.
You're on the record for supporting Proposition D, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Are the federal matching funds, does that kind of put you over the top on that?
Well, you know, that plays a factor in it, too, because, you know, you're sitting here seeing other states around us all the time get more federal funding than what we do just because of that. So, yeah, and I think the federal government will come out with an infrastructure package in the future, and I think we want to be prepared for it. But I also don't want to just totally depend on the federal government for us in Missouri. You know, we need to take care of some of our own issues. And when you start talking about infrastructure, you know, you're talking about, you know, broadband. It's not always just about highways and bridges. It's about utilities and water and all kinds of infrastructure in place for all over the state of Missouri. So, and I think the way it's set up right now, where the counties and the cities are going to get their fair share and that people's going to know how that money's being spent, is important. And we're going to make sure, as governor, I'm going to make sure that MoDOT puts their feet to the fire, per se, to make sure that we get those projects done in a timely manner and we don't get off sidetrack.
Governor, it's rare, if ever, that a chief executive has come to deliver the proclamation personally to the Missouri Department of Agriculture. What does that tell you about the state's number one industry?
Well, you know, I think it's very important for the governor to support the number one industry in the state, just like we support other businesses. I go around all over the state supporting other industry and other businesses, and, you know, when I have the opportunity to support agriculture, I want to be out there. It's the number one industry in our state, and it's important to me to show my support for agriculture in the state.
So what do you say to all the people who say tourism is number one and ag is number two?
Yeah, well, you know, we argue that all day, but it's a good problem to have. Whichever one's one and two, I don't care. But both tourism and agriculture play a huge role in the state of Missouri and sometimes a little bit overlooked. So that's something that I really want to highlight as governor of the state of Missouri, how important those are and really what they bring to the state of Missouri. Because I think one of the things on the tourism side of it and agriculture will play a part. We need to do a better job of marketing who we are in Missouri. We haven't done that in the past near as much as we should. So I think there's really opportunity. But those two areas will be part of that marketing scheme to be able to get people to come to Missouri, or more important, that the people within this state enjoy what we have in this state.
Okay, I'll take one more. Brian, do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. Governor, a two-part question here. I wanted to ask you about your hope for the for Proposition D, because I was just with Director McKenna last week. He's worried about a potential 3 to 8 hour backup on the Roachport Bridge. He said that at a meeting last week, if this thing doesn't pass. Your reaction to that? In B, tying in with what Don Nicodem said, Director Chin's report last year said the average farmer in this state is 58, the average age. How do we get more younger pork producers into it when we're talking the average one's 58?
Yeah, well, one, I think you got that's part of the workforce development plan that we're working on, and ag is going to play a role in that. And how do we make sure that we've got young men and women in school, in high school, for example, that understand agriculture and what all those jobs are out there? So I think one's another marketing tool that we got to do. And then we got to explain to people how important this is in the state, for the state of Missouri to continue that, and what it takes to continue that. So we got to see what the availability is. You know, it's tough for a young person to come in and financially go out here and buy a farm and buy equipment, buy livestock or row crops, whatever it might be. It's tough. So we got to figure out how do we make sure they have the tools they need to be successful. So I think that'll be part of our workforce development. Agriculture will play a role in that.
And what about the Roachport Bridge and the director's worry on that bridge? He said it's got to be replaced.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just going to have to do some of those things. We've got to figure out some solutions to it one way or the other. You know, but I think more importantly on the issue of Proposition D, I think you have to look at the bigger picture of that, you know, and what it means for the state of Missouri. You know, if we got a bridge that's unsafe and it's going to have to be replaced, then we got to figure out a solution. But the only way we're going to do that is have to cut other things to be able to get that done. Because, I mean, it's just when you start talking about the resources you need to do the things we need to do in infrastructure, you know, you're going to have additional funding. And you know, I've never been out in front of taxes or use fees, hardly ever in my career. But this is one I really think sometimes you just got to step up and do what's right for Missouri. And I do think this is the right thing to do for the future. But, again, the voters are going to decide that in November. I just want to make sure and give them all the information I can, you know, for them to make that decision when they go to the ballot box. That's important to me.
How much of the future of agriculture that young people aren't going into it is because your kids and your grandkids' generations aren't seeing profit in it. They're seeing the big corporations run things, but don't see any benefit for a family farm to continue.
Yeah, well, it's tough, and I think that's one of the things that we got to try to educate that younger generation, because when you look at back in the 1950s, for example, 50% of the people in this country was ag-related. Somebody in their family was a farmer, had that ag background. Today, it's less than 2%. So that makes it difficult within itself to try to promote that. But I think for people like myself, you know, I try to teach my kids those things. I think other farmers will pass that down to their kids. But you have to be a bigger audience than that. I got to be able to go out here and talk to other people that look at the agribusiness side of it, the technology side of it, the drone industry, and you look at all the different avenues in agriculture that you can go into.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Ben Harrell with Missouri Farmer Today. I meant to ask and didn't. I'm sorry. But in terms of the role of exports, how important are exports for pork farmers with everything that's been going on?
The exports are going to be huge. I mean, you know, that's one of the things we're really working on. One of the things that we know in Missouri, we got some opportunity to do a better job of that, to marketing in overseas markets that we probably haven't done. And if you look at surrounding states, percentage-wise, they do a better job at exporting than we do. But when you look at it, I mean, whether it be pork or grain or it be corn, soybean, pork, or beef, I mean, at the end of the day, corn's corn, soybeans. And when you're trying to ship it overseas, we got to make sure that they understand how important Missouri product is and that we get them to buy our product. Because the demand's out there. We just got to do a better job marketing it. But I think we're going to have some new – one of the things in the administration I might add to that that we really want to do is we're looking at secondary markets. You know, a lot of people run to China, you know, Brazil, India, the major markets, but everybody goes there. But I want to look at some of those other companies, those second-tier companies out there, smaller, that we might become trade partners with. And we're actually working on that right now. So hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that down the road. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Good to meet you.